$40,000 worth of it. And then also the commission on the closing statement. As you can see, my part of it, since I'm a licensed real estate agent, was taken off. And so the true, what I believe a true purchase price on it would be the $40,000-ish of the personal property taken off, plus the $27,500 for the commission. So it'd take it from $900,000 to right around the $840,000-ish. Also included a couple comps for it. And I think right now, market value have it $990,000. Assessed value, I think that's $305,000. And I think it ought to be somewhere around $260,000 on the assessed value side. Market value currently on it is $953,000. And I think it should be closer to $840,000. It was an arm links transaction. Not distressed. We don't have a tenant or anything like that for it now, so you can't really give you any cash flow analysis. It's a 30-year-old building, so construction comparable wouldn't really be of any use. Sales approach is about the only way to do it.
You give $900,000 for it.
With the closed on it in May, but that included all the personal property.
I understand.
Yeah, and then if you take off the commission, technically it would have been 872 and some change, because we took off half the commission. Because I'm a licensed real estate agent, and just said, hey, if you're going to pay it to somebody, take it off. And that's reflected in the closing papers that are attached.
Did you say you had some comps?
There's some comps I believe I attached two here. One was off West Highway, 1305 West Highway 76. It closed for $725. It's a comparable. And then 310 West State Highway 76 at $850.
Instead of addresses, can you give me?
And they should have been in the packet, or I believe, I know they're in the packet that I sent in with my application.
What was the one for $850?
$850 was 1310 West State Highway 76, so it's Highway 76 Fresh Frontage.
You don't know which one that is?
What building it is?
Yeah.
It's the one with, it's got some old-time photos in it. Forgot the name of the building.
Is it right next to
the right next to the Veterans Museum.
Okay, where the old subway used to be?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Is that 3 or 4 acres, or is that supposed to be in
3 feet? That's tell you, hold on, 2.27.
2.27?
Yep.
Did we hear those comparables last year on that building?
I don't think so.
Not on his?
No. I would have remembered.
On the comparable?
I would have remembered the comparable.
Okay.
I would have remembered that location.
Last time this property was FDOE was in 2007.
I think he was just talking about the comparable. And where was that other one you said sold for?
It's a restaurant building right by the...
And that was for $725,000?
Yes, sir. I believe it says
about it. Sir, the 1310 you mentioned, that building sold for $850. Is that recent?
$850, and what date does it have on here?
Let's see, date. On close.
Oh, 2014.
That 1305, that just closed recently, didn't it? Is that the old Kenny Rogers Roasters?
I believe so. It is near other groceries.
That's where they're putting another. I know.
Okay. And then, another comparable is the...
That one just sold.
Yeah, and then another comparable for this one is the other property I'm having. I'm going to talk to you about today. And we bought it for $740,000, and it's on right across from the Hollywood Wax Museum. the old Grand Vista Plaza there across from Hollywood Wax Museum. And that sold just, we closed that a month before we closed this one. Number 740.
Yeah. I have a question for the board. Is it common practice to take off the real estate commission out of the value of the house or out of the value of the property?
It's not common practice, no.
Okay. Now the, you know, the chairs and the different things that that is.
So you're giving $35,000 valuation for the
35 to 40, and I understand it's not common practice for a, I mean, I could have just not shown it at all on it, and we could have lowered the purchase price, and it'd just be the same thing as giving credit for a commission. I could have just not taken it whatsoever, but I wanted to show it for my tax purposes as a real estate broker. I wanted to show it.
Sure.
Instead of actually taking it off the purchase price. And so I could have taken. I could have just.
That 900.
It's included in that 900. So if I'd have just not included it in 900 and said, "Hey CJ, instead of 900, we're 872," we'd have had a purchase price of 872. So that's why I do think it needs to be taken, because you can see I've got on the closing statements right here where it was credited back to the buyer. So that's why I'm. You know, it may not be common practice because it's not shown or
and
perceived
your,
like
what's
this.
What's your I know you shared it with us. Share with me one more time what the amount of the commission that you wanted taken off.
It was 27.5, I think, off the top of my head. I can tell you
the personal property I can see.
Yeah,
but the other I can't see.
Yeah, it says commission credited to buyer on our closing statement.
Right. I just don't know what kind of precedent there is for that.
We'd have to do it on every one of them that showed sale. What your argument is a good one on the personal property, because you'll be taxed on that anyway.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
So that can be taken off, and that's $35,000.
35 to 40, just depending on how you want to. You mean how you want to value?
You quoted as 35.
Yeah, I said 35 to 40. I mean, if 40 on the high end, 35 on the low end. So it's just, you know, if you guys want to say it's 35, we can.
Do you have a personal property on it on the building, Chuck?
That's just what I was getting ready to ask. Are you going to be comfortable if we send you a personal property bill at $35,000 for personal property?
Yeah, it'll be with several different businesses because we're selling some of it. So, I mean, that's the difference. It's not all, I mean, half of it's already gone out of there. Some of it's sold and some of it's not yet. Some of it's moved to our other buildings, you know, like next to Jimmy John's. We've got a welcome center and old times photos and some stuff like that, and also a sales center. So a lot of it went to there.
You give $900,000.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make a motion that we set the price on this at $865,000. That's $35,000 less the personal property, and the other is not a matter of reasoning that we, this board, could consider.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Did you, Chuck, do you have a personal property on that building at $35,000, or do you remember?
I don't have a clue. Well, I don't have a clue, really, but I bet it's...
The former. I mean, what I'm saying is before they bought it, there had to be a personal property
attached.
Right,
I can look it up, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
I might be able to find it for you. Will be nothing like that, I don't think.
Yeah.
They had a lot of stuff in there.
So now we're taking up
2016-3. And you showed a purchase price of $740,000. And that was April 7th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his opinion of market value.
It's a building built in 1974. I don't think you can use construction, and I don't think you could use the comparable right now on lease size, because it hasn't leased to anybody. And I think if it was worth any more than that, Dan Ruda, who had it, who was marketing it and trying to lease it, would have snapped it up himself. I just believe that's a fair value for it.
It's not a stick structure, is it?
It is on part. It is on. It's yes and no. Just depending on what part of the building you get into it on. There's cement blocks on the lower level. Some of the top level is stick frame. Some of it's got steel studs. It's pretty hodgepodge.
Well, I mean, it makes a big difference in the way that we value something if we have a stick structure or a...
Understood, yes. The upstairs, to my understanding, is a stick and...
1974, so you're talking about a time frame of depreciation, deterioration, and so on and so forth.
Is that the old boat building?
No, it's old Grand Vista building. Rick Huffman used to have his office in there.
The riverboat was right across the street. Francis there, the old riverboat motel, wasn't it right across the street?
Yeah, that's the...
Is it across the street? Across Francis or across 76?
Across Francis.
Okay, okay. Because that's where the old Jubilee was, right there to the left. No, that's where Taco Bell was.
No, this is on out farther.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Starlight Theater
there. That's where the old Jubilee was.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one slot there. Okay. So I know what's that. That's Penelope's right there next to it.
Was. Correct. They're not there anymore.
I don't know the stuff now. I don't go out there very much.
Yeah.
Now, what
changes to
when we look at this? Are we looking at the total property that he's got in? Are we valuing that piece of property or the building?
The whole thing.
The whole property.
The whole thing. How many square foot have you got of
leasable? Your leasable square footage is only about 24,000, and only about 15,000 of it has windows that you can actually, you know, because it's a burnt, like the whole back, whole bottom part, only one side of it has windows, because on two sides it's basically just a foundation wall. It's a basement.
And the other, that's a long, narrow deal, and I've seen a parking lot at the other end. Can you get that back up there for us?
Yeah, parking lot's tough, but it's got a total assessed value right now of $1,170,000. And if you do the math at $5-6 a foot gross, which is what we're getting right now, or what we're trying to get, some of the leases aren't even that high. When you get to there, I mean, if you did a comparable approach, it's not going to be a whole lot higher when you got your costs, or, you know, because you've got to include electric, gas, utilities, everything, maintenance, trash, all that on a gross office lease. Right. You're probably not even going to get to the 740 with cash flow, to be honest with you. So I thought the fairest, most reasonable way was the sales comparison, which we just purchased.
Say if we used any other approach, it'd probably come in quite a bit lower.
I believe you would, yes, if you looked at true numbers.
Brandon, what I'm going to throw at the board is the value of not just the building that we're talking about. I've kind of come up with an idea. If you got a stick building and it's 74, how much that would depreciate. But what my concern is the value of the property, the actual landmass there. And if we figure, you know, we figured a lot of those out on the strip at different